Yeah, you'll recall that original estimates suggested that the air in the Bay Area would improve by the end of the week, maybe this weekend. But just this afternoon, the air quality index turned purple, meaning it's very unhealthy for anyone to be outside. It seems to be the worst in Berkeley, Oakland, San Francisco, and other nearby cities, and the worst since the campfire started a week ago. We're going to talk more about it. We are joined live on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline by a spokeswoman for the Bay Area Air Quality Management District, Christine Rosales. Christine, why is it getting worse instead of better? Why today? What's going on?
Well, unfortunately, we have weather conditions that are pushing the smoke directly into the region from the campfire up in Butte County.
And let's talk about just how bad it is. What kind of metrics can you give us that sort of put this all in perspective?
Well, San Francisco right now has the second highest hourly reading for fine particulates that we've ever had. The highest was on October 10th of last year, and that was during the North Bay fires.
And that's the AQI?
That's the AQI.
What is that reading? Because I know those numbers are bouncing around a lot. Could you help us with some perspective on those?
So right now in San Francisco, it's over 200. It's 221 right now. Those numbers have been rising this afternoon, unfortunately. And tomorrow, we're actually expecting worse air quality. It's really important that people protect their health right now.
And again, by way of perspective, what would be considered healthy air on that?
Under 50.
Wow.
I'm going to assume the last time we saw something under 50 was before the campfire?
Yeah, it's been a while, unfortunately.
What are you hearing in terms of forecast at this point? I realize it's pretty tough to forecast the smoke clouds, but any guidance on what we might expect for the next several days?
Well, unfortunately, tomorrow will likely be worse. Saturday, we might have a slight improvement, but it still will be unhealthy. And then going into midweek, we might see some relief, but it's still a little early to say that just yet.
Why do you think it's going to be worse tomorrow?
We're expecting winds to really start pulling in that smoke from around the fire, and pollution levels right around the fire are extremely high right now.
What do you want our listeners to know about taking care of themselves during all these smoky concerns?
Well, it's really important to stay out of the smoke as much as possible. We're asking people to stay indoors with windows and doors closed. If you can go to filtered air in places such as libraries, museums, malls, that would give you a nice respite from the smoke.
What's the best place in the Bay Area? What's the place that has the lowest AQI, let's say, this afternoon, if you were looking to escape it? Or is that all relative?
It's all unhealthy. It ranges from unhealthy to very unhealthy right now.
Okay. And you folks on your website have some maps that people can look at and get a sense of what's what around the Bay. Tell us how to find that.
So if you go to baaqmd.gov and scroll down, there is a map there that shows some of the hourly readings we're getting right now.
Okay, and just to reiterate, you have a spare the air alert still through Tuesday?
We do, and it's really important that people don't burn wood in their fireplaces or outdoor fire pits right now. We cannot add to this already terrible air quality.
Makes sense. Thanks so much for your time and update. Appreciate it. Again, that is Christine Rosales, who speaks for the Bay Area Air Quality Management District.